WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. I don't know why that cut out like it did, but there's always some technical stuff going on here, and that's part of the fun of the the whole thing. So I'm trying to log in on here, and I did, and now I don't know what's happened to maybe here it is. Maybe it's on this one. Let's try this. Come on. Ah, the little mouse is being mousy. Okay, so we want this one. See if I can get back to my playlist. Yes, that's what we want. Okay, good. So it's very pleasant out there, 70 degrees and low humidity, or practically no humidity, which is absolutely wonderful. We'll take it. And so what's going on in the world? Well, I've been watching both of the conventions. I watched the Republican National Convention, and I have been watching the Democratic National Convention, and some great speeches, actually. It's been very interesting. The first night we had, now I'm forgetting already. Well, I know that I heard Hillary Clinton, and she's always been a very dynamic speaker. And then Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and the first gentleman, Walz, and Kamala, of course, is going to be speaking on Thursday. So it's interesting. One of the most conservative Republicans has endorsed Kamala and said he thinks it's really important to make sure that Trump doesn't have another 4 years in the White House. You can go online and find that, I'm sure. It's quite fascinating. Anyway, I don't know what your politics are, but I just hope that whatever happens, that it's a peaceful transition, because anything else would be, like, ridiculous. Okay, so there's Kamala. She says Harris erases Trump's cash edge. Good grief. Okay, so okay, silly stuff. All right, we'll start us off with some music from Idan Rachel Project, In Stille Nacht, which is in a quiet night. And let's see if we can get that to come up.
In stiller Nacht zur Abendwacht, ein Stimme und zu klar. Ein Vogel zahm noch Freudenklang,
Oh,
So let's see what we have for special announcements. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. All right, so we have our handy-dandy PSA book, and it says, doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Well, yeah, I guess there's been a surge in COVID. I know both my sister and her husband have had to deal with that, which is really kind of annoying. I know other people too. So, and the wastewater numbers, I guess, are up. So, yeah, you do have to be careful. Okay, so we'll go now to something over here.
Anochi agel beidel Hashem ashakta shamatzeva Hashem nadarta li sham neder Nadarta li sham neder Atakum kum Hashem nadarta li sham neder, nadarta li sham neder. Hay ata kum kum tzeh tzeh min haaretz haaretz hazot v'shub ay v'shub Ata kum kum tse min haaretz haaretz hazot v'shub v'shub el eretz
Okay. So we've been listening to Chaim David Sirachik from Mizmor Devash, and that was called Anochi Ha'el. And before that, Neshama Karlbach from Ani Shalach, and it was the City of Walls. And we opened up with the Adon Rachel Project, Im Stille Nacht, In a Quiet Night, from his CD on 5:45 on Kumbacha. And I made a note, the vocalist on that was, now where did I put it? Adrian, and, see, I can't read my own writing. Andrea Scholl did the vocals. It was beautiful. Okay, so I just found this information on Science Alert, science.com. It's very interesting. A drug already approved for Parkinson's could help clear Alzheimer's brains. This was from today, and David Neild is the author of this article. It says, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease are both a result of a steady loss of neurons, yet each operates in a different area of the brain under very different conditions. A new study suggests that a medication already approved for use in people with Parkinson's could serve another purpose, allowing it to enhance treatments that could help clear toxic clumps thought to be responsible for the most common form of dementia. Boy, that would be wonderful. On entering the brain, the drug called levodopa, or L-DOPA, turns into the hormone dopamine, a neurotransmitter closely linked to feelings of pleasure and motivation, and known to be lacking in brains affected by Parkinson's. This new study, led by researchers from the Riken Center for Brain Science in Japan, found that the application of dopamine to the brains of mice with an Alzheimer's-like disease was linked to improvements in physical symptoms and memory. The target for the dopamine-boosting drug is the enzyme Neprisin. Previous studies have shown this enzyme can break down clumps of the beta amyloid protein that clog up Alzheimer's brains and destroy neurons along the way. Unfortunately, Neprisin can't enter the brain from the bloodstream to clear the toxic mess. So the scientists needed a way to smuggle the enzyme across the body's borders. Through a comprehensive series of lab tests, the team discovered that applying dopamine to cortical, hippocampal, and basal ganglia neurons led to a boost in neprilysin levels and a breakdown in beta amyloid plaques. That's a mouthful. Further tests in living mice had the same effect. dopamine increase noradrenaline production and cut down on the brain damage linked to Alzheimer's. This is really fascinating. Wow. As a precursor that converts to dopamine inside the brain, levodopa was the final link in the chain of experiments. The team also observed drops in dopamine and noradrenaline in older mice, perhaps another important clue to the development of Alzheimer's. Aged mice had less dopamine and noradrenaline in the anterior cortex, a disease that was accentuated in Alzheimer's disease model rice, wrote the researchers in their published paper. Treating Alzheimer's disease model mice with levodopa reduced beta amyloid deposition and improved cognitive function. This is all very promising, but plenty of questions remain. The researchers aren't sure why dopamine raises noradrenaline levels, for example. It goes on, but this is quite astounding. I mean, wow, if they can do something with this, it's a very destructive disease, that's for sure. All right, so let's see, we got that, and let's go to this.
Give me something more than words can say, so my heart can feel complete. Life's sweet painted dreams can fade away only with a magic love possesses. Can I find joy? You and you alone can make my heart spin. A whirlwind turn upside down. Crystal tears from lifeless eyes. Wooden hearts carved out of lies. Something more than words can say, so my heart can feel complete. Life's sweet painted dreams can fade away only with a magic love possesses, can I find joy? You and you alone can make my heart spin. A whirlwind, turn upside crystal tears from lifeless eyes, wooden hearts carved out of lies. Give me something more than heartaches to enjoy. Is so sublime.
Okay, this is a new CD. I've got a bunch of new ones, actually. John Lamkin and the Favorites Jazz Quartet. I spelled that wrong. Quartet, I think. We have this, we have this software that I have to enter things in. I have to type them in. My typing is not so brilliant, so it's just a pain. That was called Earth is Dance, and let's see. There's a lot of folks on this recording. The band for this recording is made up of graduates of Indiana University and members of the Indianapolis jazz scene. Band members have performed in the Busetti Wattrob Jazz Orchestra, the Steve Alley Big Band, and the Sean Imboden Large Ensemble, the Hickey Schoenfeld Collective, the Tucker Brothers Group, and many other ensembles based in Indianapolis and elsewhere in the Midwest. So there's about 25 people plus additional performers. On that particular one, let's see. John Lamkin, so mixing things up. That was for the next one that I'm going to play that I was reading. Okay, so I don't know what I did to the paperwork that came with this one. Lost in space, but looking at the sleeve, it says that on the track that we heard, we had John R. Lamkin III playing drums and Blake Meister on bass, and Craig Alston on tenor saxophone, and John Lamkin II is playing trumpet and flugelhorn on all the tracks, and also Bob Buta on piano. Well, clearly there are so many wonderful jazz musicians out there in the world. This one was recorded in Baltimore, Maryland, and mastered at the Old Quarry in Brooklyn, New York. So folks at Kate Smith Promotions send me all a lot of different artists that I never would hear otherwise. So that's it. And if I ever figure out what I did with the paperwork that came with it, I can share more. So next we're going to go to Time Takes Odd Turns. I like the title. And this is Tom Johnson and the Jazz Orchestra. And the title of this one, Cats and Mouses. I think it's really cute. So here we go. Thank you. Well, that was fun. It's very interesting. It says, after a long career as a psychologist, full-time professor, and part-time musician, trumpet player, pianist, and composer Dr. Chum Johnson is finally releasing his debut album, Time Takes Odd Turns, a compilation of complex, modern, original compositions written for and performed by a full jazz orchestra. Although many of Johnson's compositions and arrangements started as experiments related to various episodes of Johnson's life, he has turned them into first-rate orchestral music that is sophisticated, hip, and fun. All right, so that was very interesting. Cats and mouses. What else do I want to tell you? So on that particular one, let's see if there were any. So as I said, this is the one that has like about 25, 30 musicians. So I'm not going to list all of them. So you can go to their website, though, www.tomtunesmusic.com, and find out more information. Let's see if it says anything. Oh, yeah. It says, this chart was constructed kind of like a Frankenstein monster, assembled from bits and pieces of two arrangements I did in a composition class at the University of Wisconsin in 1985. The opening track now uses a set of intervals that also show up elsewhere in the track. So it's kind of technical. Okay, so it sounds a bit like a Tom and Jerry soundtrack. Yes, but with jazz solos. I would agree with that. Okay, so and we're going to go next to it. One more from the folks at Kate Smith Promotions, and this is from Jeff Harnar. He's singing Sammy Kahn the second time around.
Kwangu mie wapendeza, 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 means that you're grand.
Of all the girls I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. But when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you, deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain, trying to explain all the things that you do to me. Bind me, this to shame, please let explain. By me, Mr. Shane means that you're grand.
That you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane.
Again, I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella.
You can say Wunderbar.
Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried
to explain.
By me,
Mr. Shane.
So kiss me and say you'll understand.
Understand.
Please let kutse kwango mie wapendeza. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
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 I've tried to explain
by me,
Mr. Shane.
So kiss me and say you'll understand.
Understand.
Kwango mie wapendeza. Kwango mie wapendeza. Kwango mie wapendeza.
Oi, Faye!
Hey, I think you're grand.
By me, Mr.
Shane. I think you're grand.
By me, Mr. Shane.
I think you're grand.
By me,
I'm not afraid to die.
Ψήφι καμάιμ, καμάιμ, λίεμπερ, νοχαχ πενέιασε. Ψήφι καμάιμ, καμάιμ, λίεμπερ, νοχαχ πενέιασε. Kamayim, kamayim, liyeber, nochach penei Hashem. Sifchi kamayim, kamayim, liyeber, nochach penei Hashem. Sifchi kamayim.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Cantor Adler. What a gorgeous voice. Okay, Shifty Chaimayim. And it's from A World Cantors Sing, Melodies and Compositions of Shlomo Carlbach. So, here's an important message. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk